Hello, and welcome back to Chatting Rabbis. This is Eliezer Zalmanov in Munster, Indiana.
Mendy Chytrick in Istanbul, Turkey.
It's good to see you, Mendy, back in your office, on your regular chair. And hope your health is improving, God willing. After our last episode, you posted a picture on social media, so the cat's out of the bag, everybody knows. Even if you didn't listen to Chatting Rabbis, everybody knows that you spent some time in the hospital. And I noticed that your social media posts of yourself learning Gemara in a hospital bed really took off, really had a serious virality to it. Not to use the pun, anything viral happening inside. God willing that part is being taken care of by the doctors, but the posts being viral tells us a little bit about how people react to these kinds of things on social media.
Yes, so people do react about things on social media. People do react, and it's a good idea to talk about this. Last night I was at an event at the American Consulate in honor of the 4th of July, Mukdem Nidche, and anybody from the American Ambassador to the Consul General to many of the consuls, business people, and others who were there. Journalists, of course, everybody is saying, "Oh, Rabbi, I saw on social media that you were in a hospital. Happy to see you around, and walking and talking." So yes, definitely did meet there. And I was actually just before we started our episode last week, I was asking you, should I post on social media that I'm in the hospital? And the reason is because, listen, I live in a Jewish community, and want it or not. My wife definitely doesn't want it, but I am a public figure in our community, maybe even in a wider community of Istanbul residents, and people people looking for me. People were trying to call me. My phone was off for a while. I did try to answer some the hundreds of messages that I get on WhatsApp, but at the end of the day, you're a public figure. And as much as you try to have a private side to your public personality, you have a certain responsibility to communicate. It's not a direct responsibility.
In other words, if a public figure has a medical issue and he's in the hospital, you feel responsible to inform people of it.
Don't feel responsible, but definitely people that you want to be want you to relate to you. And as much as one of the sick things about social media is that we always show our happy, good face. You never show people on Facebook or on Twitter, "Oh, today I was upset with my kids," or "I got into a quarrel with my wife," or
People on social media do that too, by the way.
Yeah, people on social media do that too, but these people have even a more complicated life than the average. And people think that the average is A++. And the average is not A++. And you may be an active rabbi, shliach, chassid, and post places from visits and meetings and activities. And people should realize that sometimes, at the end of the day, you're a human and you have some downtimes. And the downtimes are not just nice outings and pictures of beautiful sceneries of Istanbul, but there are some serious downtimes sometimes, whether you want it or not. And also, let me add to that also that I actually had some people, some friends, who found out, we're a small community at the end, they found out that I was in the hospital. And they called me up or sent me messages being upset how come they weren't informed, because they wanted to wish me well. So maybe, I'm not sure if this is the mentality also in America, but in Turkey, people, I actually, one of my close friends told me, "Well, you gotta call some of your people, some of the very close people, and let them know that you're in the hospital, because otherwise they'll be very, very offended."
Before they find out from someone else.
Before they find out from somewhere else.
So when you had asked me what if I thought you should post about it on social media, my response to that was, it would help with sympathy. In other words, you get people to reach out to you and to give you a blessing, a bracha, or a for shalema. But also that that people should have that connection. People should feel that my rabbi, even if he's not my personal rabbi, but he's a rabbi of the community, someone that I care about. Sympathy breeds connection and it breeds communication. And that's really what social media is all about. The purpose of social media, people use it for all kinds of crazy things. But from a positive
perspective. From a good perspective.
From a good perspective, the idea is social media. You socialize and you communicate. And as shluchim, our goal is to communicate with people, to be in touch with people, to connect with them in all different mediums. And if 30 years ago the way shluchim communicated with people was sending newsletters in the mail, and 20 years ago was about sending emails, and 10 years ago was about sending maybe a text message, and now social media, even if people don't actually write long letters and notes to each other, but just seeing what's going on in a person's life and seeing the ups and downs. And as shluchim, our goal is obviously to share more ups than downs. But every once in a while, you feel you share something that is personal, something that's bothering you, something that's hurting you, or something that you're dealing with, a challenge that you're dealing with. For example, spending a week in the hospital. And that breeds communication. And we communicate, and that opens a channel to bring out our real goal, and that is to connect people not just to us personally, but to our message, our mission, of Torah and Yiddishkeit. Not to say that the whole purpose of you being in the hospital was so that you can have people feel bad for you, but if there's going to be a bright side to it, then at least you should utilize it.
Right. There is also Another aspect to it. Listen, you know, I mentioned many times, and that at the end of the day, I am, as to use the Yiddish slang, I'm a shtickle invert.
Introvert.
Introvert. Okay, see, I said Yiddish, so I prefaced the English mistake. I'm a shtickle introvert. I takes me a long time to break that. Once the ice is broken, and once I overcome my introvertness, I'm able to carry a conversation. Not bad. But I'm a shtickle introvert, and I have a problem of, you know, walking over to somebody, and every time I walk over to someone is a struggle that I have. And I also, and which is why I'm very bad at fundraising. I don't know how to ask people for it, but we spoke about it a couple times before. Now, when I was in the hospital last week, I didn't even tell my parents, didn't tell my siblings. I didn't tell anybody.
Now I feel very, very honored that you told me.
You did know, but otherwise, nobody else. And I didn't tell my wife anything, but I was a little bit upset that after 4 days in the hospital, she wrote to my parents and to my siblings and our family chat that I was in the hospital. And that caused me getting phone calls from my parents and from my siblings. And of course, they're upset that how come I didn't tell them. So yes, this is... And by contrast, a day later or 2 days later, I sent it out on social media. And and it was posted on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And my wife says, "You didn't want anybody to know, and then you let the whole world know.
Right, and now you have 45,000 views on your picture on Twitter.
Yes, and thousands of comments on social media. If you put together the hundreds of comments on Twitter and on Instagram and thousands of comments. So she's right. Maybe I should not have posted it.
Your point that social media is a good tool for introverts to communicate. Because many of us, I'm also, I guess you can say, a shtickle introvert, and I have a harder time having a face-to-face conversation with a person.
My wife always tells me, how come you try to communicate people by WhatsApp? Just pick up a phone call.
Right, exactly. We're just not made the same. People are wired differently. And communicating through social media is easier for us. I like writing, I like texting, I like emailing, I like doing WhatsApps, I like tweeting. I even like doing a podcast because I'm sitting over here in a room by myself and I'm not talking to anybody in particular except for you
across
the
screen.
Yeah, but if you were in the room over here, maybe it would be harder.
No, I don't think so. No. That's not gonna happen.
Not after all these years, but so social media is a way for people to communicate, and like anything that exists in this world, it can be utilized for good. It can be utilized for the opposite of good, and as shluchim, and that's what I was telling you last week. As shluchim, if we have the tool, then we should use it for their good purposes and to make people feel bring people close to us. That's why you're right that for the most part we post positive things. We post pictures of our family. We post updates of what our children are doing. And we had graduations this week. And my son learned how to ride his bike this week. And all different milestones in life. And people are happy about that. And those are the things that get the most comments and the most likes when we share pictures of our families and our children growing up. Especially people that have known our families, known our children ever since they were little. And again, the goal is ultimately to share Torah and Yiddishkeit, even if it comes in little snippets and it comes in little viral videos and clips and tweets. And we're not immune. I know I'm not. I'm sure you too. We're not immune to sometimes social media missteps, saying the wrong thing and maybe posting something that we shouldn't have posted and commenting to someone that something that turned them off and it was a mistake. And the problem with social media, even after if you make a mistake and you delete it, there's screenshots and people will always remember. People have long memories, so the internet has a long memory. So like everything, it can be used for a good thing, but you got to be careful. You have to be aware of the pitfalls. And the Rebbe used this example when television was becoming popular and radio waves were becoming radio was becoming popular, and then eventually television. And the Rebbe said that similar to the construction of the Mishkan, the traveling temple that the Jews constructed in the desert after leaving Egypt, that there was a lot of gold involved in the construction. And the Medrash says that gold, the purpose of gold, the purpose of the creation of gold was for it to be used in the temple. The fact that others use gold for other purposes is a side benefit. But the real purpose was for it to be used for a holy spiritual purpose. And the same is with technology, the Rebbe said, that technology was created for the use of holiness, for Kedusha, for Torah, and you can use it for other things too. So our goal as shluchim is to utilize it as much as possible for the right things. And that's why, personally, on my social media, I avoid talking about politics, even though it's very, very tempting to get into arguments with people about politics. And about,
I was actually thinking, theology. Should we speak about politics and what's going on in Israel on our podcast this week? But they decided not to.
Yeah, because, first of all, it's not going to change anybody's minds. Nobody's going to have any epiphanies. Oh, wow, I heard the chatting rabbi say this, and that's why my political opinion changed. And the only thing that it'll help is to help us get it off our chests. But you know, sometimes we make that misstep also. Sometimes we do wade into things that we shouldn't be wading into. But I have friends in our community, just to start, in person, actual, real live human being friends who are as disparate politically, east to west, and they don't know what my personal political beliefs are. You can, if you speak to me for a little bit in person, maybe you can figure it out. But as a whole, my community is not familiar with my political stance. The truth is, I don't have any strong political stances one way or another. I have
one strong political stand, and we spoke about it before, and that is no guns.
Okay, there you go. And you feel very strongly about that, and you don't consider it political because you feel strongly about it. But my point is that for a shliach, for a rabbi, and we've had a whole episode about whether rabbis should get political, whether from the pulpit or on social media.
It's not politics; it's saving lives.
Yes, exactly, and everybody says that about their opinions, that they feel very strongly about it. It's not politics.
Besides, if it's something that kills people.
Exactly. So anyway, on social media, you can have an opinion about something and not say it, because you don't have to actually say everything that's on your mind when it comes to Twitter and to Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and WhatsApp. You need an app just to collect all of the apps for you to communicate, or you hire a secretary to do all the tweeting and Instagramming for you.
That's right. I actually do that. I have. I usually mainly use Twitter and have my overseas secretary copy paste it to LinkedIn and Instagram, and then automatically goes onto Facebook, or usually goes onto Facebook as well. It's actually, I find it quite interesting that you, all these social media outlets, you speak to different groups of people. On Twitter, you speak to the world. I have by now, I think, close to 15,000 followers on Twitter, from all over the world, from all around the world, and was able to reach out and to hopefully show the extent of Turkish Jewish history and the beauty of Judaism to many, many people in and out of the Jewish community. On other social media outlets, for example, on Facebook, I have the max allowed, which is 5,000 friends on Facebook, and all, besides one, are members of the Turkish Jewish community who speak Turkish.
You booted me off of your Facebook. We're not friends on Facebook anymore.
That's right. I booted off everybody. I needed the space for Turkish Jews. So Facebook is only Turkish Jews, and I do have about 2,500 people waiting to get on. So when people get themselves off Facebook, so I immediately put other people on. Instagram is mostly by younger people.
Also locals or around
also
the world?
Also locals, but I don't really... Instagram is more of an open thing. I don't interact, and I don't really watch who is joining. It has a couple thousand people watching there, and LinkedIn is more of a business community.
You have a massive platform. Obviously, your numbers are a lot greater than mine. But every shliach, anybody listening to this, whether you're a rabbi, you're a shliach, you're a layperson, whoever you are, you have a massive platform and so many opportunities to share good things and happy things. And
came to TikTok. I said no more.
Yeah, I don't Parler. Understand TikTok. I don't even know what Parler is, but TikTok is people dancing with videos.
Subtract or whatever. There's lots of other things, which I can't do it anymore. But yeah, I used to do some YouTube copy from my Facebook to my YouTube. I said, you know, I don't have time and patience. It also takes... What I do have is a blog on Times of Israel. From time to time, I post over there blogs. And this week, I actually got in touch with somebody to try to copy all my blogs and put it in one place in a website called rabbimendy.com and put all my longer threads and articles which I wrote and are relevant and why should they be lost in the Twitter world, and they should be in some more permanent place for people to access them. And that's why I thought to make this website. And then I was thinking to myself, what, make a website called rabbimendy.com? Isn't it the shtickle megalomaniac? What is this? Pasnished is good, now good.
But that's how people know you, and why not? I have a blog where I post my weekly articles. I write an article every week, and my goal is one day to have it published as a book. But I've been writing articles for almost 20 years. But lately, my goal was to write an article on every parsha, every weekly Torah portion, every holiday.
Oh, that's a good idea. I did publish two books. One was called my first book is called 10 Years of Speaking Turkish, and my second book is called Bar or Mitzvah.
In Turkish?
It's in Turkish. Bar me, Mitzvah me. So these are two my two books. It's actually a good idea. I should maybe post my books online on the same blog.
So my website, if we're already doing shameless plugs, my blog is at ChabadNWIND, Chabad and Wind for Northwest Indiana, .com/blog, and I usually post my article in my weekly email that I send out to my community. I also post it on Facebook, and if we have shared contacts on WhatsApp, I also post it on my WhatsApp status, which is another type of a social media which I never really got into, at least not yet. But I post a link weekly to my article and to our Chatting Rabbis podcast.
I think that the WhatsApp status is mainly used by the Haredi world.
It's true. And lately I've been noticing, because on WhatsApp you can see who read your status, who saw it. And lately I've been noticing more and more locals in my community reading it too. With time, it just evolves, because a lot of people in my community have children now around the world, traveling and school in Israel. So they starting to be introduced to WhatsApp. But that's a whole different type of social media, because there's no loud arguments, there's no big interactions unless you're on a group, which is another issue. WhatsApp groups galore, and try to keep those down to a minimum.
That's where you go with the WhatsApp and Telegram. I do have a Telegram channel, mostly in Russian, because most Russian speaking people in our community don't use WhatsApp and use Telegram. So I have a WhatsApp Telegram channel in Russian. One of the good things in Telegram is that you could post and people could hit translate and translate it into their own language. That's something you don't have in other places.
Are there voice notes?
There are voice notes and videos and unlimited. And you could put up very heavy pictures and heavy videos, which, unlike WhatsApp, each one of these social media outlets have their own pluses and minuses. Overall, I could say it's all one big minus, because you end up, and I do get on my phone every Sunday, sum of how much time I spent on Twitter, how much time I spent on Facebook, how much time I spent on Telegram and all these apps, and it's staggering how much time I'm wasting every single day. And it's really,
you think that if you got the numbers in your face, it would help you cut back.
No, it doesn't.
It reminds me of a friend in yeshiva who someone told him that he has to lose weight, and one way to lose weight is to keep track of everything that you eat. You take a journal every day, where you write down what you had for breakfast, write down what you had for lunch.
I did that for a while supper, when I was trying to lose weight.
Write down what you have for snacks between your meals, etc., etc. And he said, all it's doing is wasting paper, because I'm writing and writing and writing and writing, and I had a cookie and I had a bagel and I had a donut and I had a sandwich. And so, yes, now I have all the information in front of me and I'm not doing anything about it.
Exactly. So, it does really, it's being Moir L'Tshuva, so it's, a Hiru Tshuva is really great. Chatosi
L'Negdi Samid.
Not Samid, once a week on a Sunday it comes. But it's a Hiru Tshuva, how much time we're wasting on social media. So still, has its pluses, has good things. I mean, the fact that so many people have reached out to wish well. When we speak about the Gemara says, and we have a mitzvah, we're not one of the 613 mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. It's something that the Talmud speaks greatly on, the virtue of Bikur Cholim. In a way, if somebody wishes well to another, even on social media, it's an interaction. It, I said, oh wow, I haven't heard from this person for so many months, or so many years. And he reached out and he said, I said some nice words and said, wished me well. That's very nice, much appreciated. There are pluses, there's a connection, you make a connection. On the other hand, there's a big minus of making yourself a center of attraction instead of the message, instead of the concept. You cause people to speak about people instead of people speaking about concepts.
Yeah, as long as you're able to get over that weird feeling of posting about yourself and talking about yourself and realizing that it is greater than yourself and it's about the message that you have, it becomes a lot easier. But yeah, it is a little bit uncomfortable when you start plugging and promoting yourself. Is not always a good feeling.
No, it's not. It's not a good feeling, and it's maybe wrong. Not only not a good feeling, maybe it's wrong. I remember, one of my closest people, I think it was my wife, who told me after I came back from Tunisia, why did he post about Tunisia? It was all about, is it self-promotion? You're promoting your trip to Tunisia. I really felt bad. Maybe I should not have posted. On the other hand, well, I reached out, showed the important cause that was... we went to Tunisia in order to support the community, maybe extended more community. And at the end of the day, what happened was that a friend from a faraway country, I don't want to say from who, he asked me not to say, said, you weren't just in Tunisia, I would like to send a nice donation, gave a five-digit donation to the Jewish community in Jerevan. I told my wife, look, if I would not have posted, they wouldn't get this very large donation to the school.
There you go. And there you have it right in front of you. There's a benefit. And even if the benefits and the advantages don't come up all the time, but it's worth it just for that. Instead of posting pictures of dogs and cats and your vacation, post these kinds of things. And hopefully there'll be more good things to post than not. But you should have, as we said earlier, a refuah shleima, you should have good health. And God willing, you should have many, many good and positive, upbeat things to post on social media. And on our Chatting Rabbis podcast, we should always only talk about good things and health.
Inshallah, as we say here. with God's help.
As we say on Chatting Rabbis, inshallah.
All the best. Good talking to you, Eliezer.
I'll see you, Mendy. Take care. Feel good.
Take care.